Mission Network News 4.5 minute version, Monday, June 21st, 2004. 3, 2, 1. Fire damages a mission base in Indonesia. A Christian agency responds to needs in Liberia, and the lack of Bibles opens doors to cults in China. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. Topping the news, religious clashes on one of the biggest islands in the world seem to have quieted, although the memory specter loomed following a recent event. Mission Aviation Fellowship's Kevin Swanson says they lost part of their base in Borneo to a fire late last month.
It seems to have started in an electrical panel. For those of us that have lived overseas, we understand how standards and codes are often very different than what we're used to here in the U.S., and it is not all that uncommon for there to be a wiring problem. We're thankful that it does not appear to be related to any sectarian problem.
Swanson says their shop building was a total loss, forcing the flight program to shut down.
As soon as we can get adequate maintenance facilities and tools and parts, we should be able to put the flight program back in operation. So I would sincerely hope that during the course of the summer, we would have the program at least partially operational again.
MAF is a team of aviation and communication specialists supporting more than 300 mission agencies globally. Meanwhile, the United Nations says peace in Liberia is key to the stability of West Africa. The country's war has affected Sierra Leone, Guinea, Cote d'Ivoire, and Ghana. Living Waters International's Jerry Weil says refugees have flocked to places of refuge that just aren't designed to respond. That's why Living Water is opening an office in Liberia.
The city of Monrovia, for example, was constructed to handle 800,000 population. There's about 1.5 million people there. So there's a great need for sanitation and health and hygiene issues. And a lot of what we're doing there is repairing hand pumps so that people have clean water.
Weil says their mission vision is expansive. Sharing that vision requires 5 new branch offices in the United States.
In my opinion, I've been in a lot of different Christian ministry and mission organizations and international work for a long time, and I think bringing the clean water along with the gospel is probably one of the most strategic and high-impact mission opportunities today, and I think there's a growing number of people recognizing that.
You're listening to Mission Network News. There are an estimated 800 million Christians in China, but the Bible League says 50 million of them don't have scriptures. Ministry leaders say the lack of Bibles is leaving Christians vulnerable to cults. Cults like Eastern Lightning prey on the hunger for spiritual truth that many Chinese feel after decades of communism. These followers believe in reincarnation and reject the Trinity. Last year, the Bible League placed 770,000 Bibles in China. Much more funding is required to meet the need. Meanwhile, a ministry is celebrating 10 years in Almaty, Kazakhstan. The Bridge International says in that last 10 years, more than 1,000 people have graduated from their Agape Bible College, the first leadership training school in Kazakhstan. Of the graduates, more than 100 were sent as missionaries into totally unreached areas where they're leading people to Christ and starting new churches. Today, there are 42 students enrolled at the school. And finally, it's a goal Mission Network News has had for many years, expanding radio broadcasts into more languages. Why? To mobilize even more people to get involved in missions, whether it's through prayer, giving financially, or going to the mission field. MNN's Executive Director Greg Yoder.
We were approached by Little Samaritan Mission back in February to begin translating Mission Network News into Romanian and Russian for the radio broadcasts overseas. But as we began talking through the whole process, we found out that we really needed to raise the money for the computer equipment needed for the production.
So far, Yoder says, a little less than half of the money has been raised for the project.
If and when the money comes in, it will allow millions of believers in Romania, Moldova, and Russia to hear firsthand about missionary needs around the world. And my hope is that it will make them want to be involved at some level, praying, giving, or going.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to have a copy of Max Meyer's book, Riding the Heavens, from Mission Aviation Fellowship, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. The book shares true stories and adventures through missionary aviation that will inspire you in your faith. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request a copy at our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.